Joining us this morning, fresh off a city council meeting,
Council
President Richard Scorman.
Good morning.
Joins us this morning. Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. So I would like to start with the short-term rentals, if you don't mind.
Okay.
That was voted on.
On Thursday.
We
had a substitute council meeting because of the snow day.
Okay.
That Tuesday before. Yeah.
Now, it was most in favor?
No, it was a 5-4 vote.
Okay.
But good discussion. We've certainly allowed the public, you know, we probably had 10 hours of testimony.
Okay.
And council decided to not allow short-term rentals that weren't owner-occupied in R1 zones. And if they if they're in other places in the city, they have to be 500 feet apart.
Okay.
So they can be owner occupied or not, but the hope was to not have these certain neighborhoods get taken over by short term rentals, and to not interfere with the quality of life in a single family residential area, because sometimes you know people want, like, the quietness of the neighborhood, or they want real neighbors that are in and out every night, and it's for people that are in their homes for a half a year. Or more than their owner occupied.
Now, and so again, this is, and we've kind of talked about this, that we do know there's some companies that do go in and purchase homes strictly for doing like short-term rentals, but this is, again, in R1 zones, non-owner occupied are not allowed.
Yes.
Okay.
So the ones that currently exist are fine.
Okay.
And they can renew their licenses, and really the ones that currently exist under any of the regulations are fine. We are going to, we've hired a third party consultant to find the people that haven't signed up with us yet.
Okay.
So if you haven't, please do it. And then, the ones that are, in this sort of limbo zone need to do it very soon, if they want to be grandfathered in.
Otherwise they're going to be charged back taxes. Is that right?
Well, and yeah, then that's for sure no matter what.
Okay.
But, the people that, have bought, properties for short-term rental and it happens to be, less than 500 feet, you need to, have your license right away, because, this ordinance is going to be good on the 19th of December, probably enacted in January 1st.
Okay. Okay.
Quick. As you were speaking to the public about this, were you getting a feeling one way or the other where the majority of people felt?
No, it was really very divided. There was a lot of passion on both sides. Obviously we didn't do any polling, but hundreds and hundreds of emails and outreaches to council on both sides. So people were very emotional, and there was two good sides to it. Council, it wasn't an easy decision. That's why it wasn't a unanimous vote. You could really understand both sides. It's a business for a lot of people that this is how they make extra income, to stay home with their child or to be able to put their kids through college. And for other people in neighborhoods, it just is a big imposition to have people in and out all the time.
Right.
And so, it's a balance.
Moving on, let's talk about kind of putting on the bow, right? Big bow on the City for Champions, right?
Yes, it's all completed.
It's now
in terms of there's fundraising in place, bonding. The state tourism, who's going to be giving this big chunk of money, is willing to give it to us. We have plans. The Olympic Museum is going to be open next year. Mm-hmm. The downtown stadium in March of 2021. Same thing with the CC's Robeson Arena. The Air Force Academy is probably something in that range, 2022. And already the Sports Medicine Center up at UCCS is underway and getting ready to be done as well. So all these are going to be done and in place probably 2022.
And the Robeson Arena was just finalized, the approval finalized for that yesterday.
And that was finalized yesterday.
Okay.
And I recuse myself because it is very close to our business. So we would benefit or maybe, be harmed one way or another. And I was advised by the city attorneys, but it was a 7-0 vote.
Okay.
One other council member was absent, but they worked out everything that they could in terms of parking and traffic, and those are the big issues that are with that and the stadium downtown.
Okay, and I'm sure everybody's looking. And then you did the groundbreaking for the stadium. That was last weekend, right?
Yeah, so that was on Saturday. They're talking about as many as 1,000 apartment units there. Wow. The Wideners. It's a stadium that's 8,000 for regular sports events and up to 12,000 for concerts. And it's just going to be a huge, huge asset for downtown, for the whole region. It's we have that $108 million Cimarron interchange that we it was the most expensive in the state. It's going to be the gateway, and that's going to get right off to the downtown arena.
That sounds like it'll be a shot in the arm for businesses downtown.
Yeah, it really will be. They say the average people spend up $25, $35 a person when they go to these games and events.
Perfect. Do you have time to stick around for another break?
I do.
Okay, we'll have more with City Council President Richard Scorman coming up on KRDO News Radio. Joining us this morning, City Council President Richard Scorman. And Richard, we should talk about it. Some events have happened over the last few days as far as a response to the decision by the grand jury in the Devon Bailey shooting. A protest at the Parade of Lights over the weekend, and then the defacing of the Welcome to Colorado Springs sign.
Yeah, this is something we were all worried about. The code enforcement, the police were responding to complaints to take down the memorial, and I think that was something they should have been a little more hesitant about, and I know there was anger over it, but it happened. It's something that they do all the time. And so the people are angry, but I think the pent up anger is really from the grand jury decision and really what happened. And so it's incumbent upon us to really try to reach out to that community to make them feel comfortable with how the police do these kinds of procedures and to make sure that they aren't clumping us into this bigger picture of Black Lives Matters around the country. The Colorado Springs Police Department does make a lot of efforts, but they need to be proactive about explaining what they do. And they also need to be open, I think, to if there's best practices out there and they can improve. I think that's something they need to do as well. But it's a tough one. It's not an easy issue. We didn't want to see it get to this point. And hopefully we can start to calm it down here.
And you've got an upcoming event for the holidays, don't you? Tell us about that.
Well, I hear that there's going to be an elf outside of the poor Richard's block,
but I'm not sure.
Yeah, the parking elf may be back, but I just hear it's a rumor. I'm not sure if it's going to have happened for sure.
I think the parking elf is very popular downtown.
I think so too. In fact, I think every block should have one.
Parking elf.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, thank you so much. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Yes.
Happy New Year, because we won't see you until January.
Yes, I know. That's great. And best wishes to everybody here. And
yes.
Yeah, it's been a good year. We have a lot to be appreciative of.
Yes, and another big year on the way.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
It is approaching 7:50, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock on your Wednesday morning.